The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Gosh, what is today? It's September the 3rd, and 7:05 in the morning. And we're here with, of course, Bad Bob.
Hey, good morning, are you trying Bad to figure Bob. Out where you, what day it is, where you're from, and just, what planet you're on?
That was just a reminder due to the foreshortened week.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, you know, it wasn't foreshortened for us. We were here since Monday. So,
well,
anyway,
for a lot of people,
it's still hump day.
Yes.
So, good morning, everybody.
You still got jet lag from hell, don't you?
Well, no, you know, believe it or not, it's finally
starting
getting over.
To dissipate.
Our phone number's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Good morning to everybody. Today we got Mark Barron on from State of Jefferson. We've got Mercy Hospital coming in. We've got a lot of things happening
Tickets
this week.
We're giving away also this morning from Riverfront Playhouse.
That's right. We're going to talk about Riverfront Playhouse. But let's start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are pushing higher this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 73 points at 17,141. The S&P 500 is up 6 points at 2007. The NASDAQ composite higher up a point at 4,600. Some of the day's biggest movers, Delta Airlines down $2.07 at $38.86. JPMorgan Chase up 59 cents, trading at $60.26. Pfizer up 7 cents at $29.33. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 24 cents, it's $92.06. PG&E up 32 cents at $47.67. AT&T up a nickel at $34.89. Treasuries are extending yesterday's retreat with the 10-year Treasury note price yield 2.45% and the 30-year bond 3.20%. For commodities, gold is up a dollar an ounce at $12.66, silver positive 2 pennies at $19, and crude oil up $1.25, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning, talking about what's happening on Wall Street and the latest on what's happening on Wall Street. Do yourself a favor. Give them a call at 243-7561. Have them take a look at your investments or talk to them about your investments or your oncoming investments. They can provide you the path to financial freedom right there at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Avenue. Okay, hon. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Great to be here on this hump day.
Hump day.
That's my version. 96 is going to be our high today. It's currently 63. Going to be clear tonight with temperatures around 64. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. I'll tell you, with this weather, it sure is glad to have great people that are locally owned and veteran. They do veteran discounts and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, we do have tickets. I want to start off early in the morning. Let's see who's listening. Riverfront Playhouse is doing a show called Death Trap. Now, they did make this play into a movie, if you recall. And this is for a media night, which is a great night to go. It's always a great night to go. And our cast, we'll be having a cast on later on in the program on KCNR, but not today. But I just, you know, I have this stack of tickets here. I'd like to give two away now. It's for Wednesday, September 17th, for 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, September 17th, 7:32 p.m. The play is called Death Trap. How much fun? Give us a call, 605-4567, and you can get tickets. If you want more than two and you want to go with a couple, do a couple thing, give us a call. It'll be a blast. Again, it's September 17th.
Okay. Like I said, today Mark Baird's coming on. We're going to talk State of Jefferson. A lot of things, different things have been going on in the State of Jefferson lately, including delivering documents down to Sacramento, talking about forming their own state. There's an initiative, of course. We're going to talk about the initiative to turn us into six states. What are some of the things that are happening, though, around here, around our world? We're on water rationing right now. And water rationing being is that we don't have enough water. You can only water your plants three times a week, et cetera, et cetera. And yet a story in the Record Searchlight over the last couple of days is that millions and millions and millions of gallons of water are being lost by Shasta County. And an example here today, Shasta County had started addressing the water loss in Jones Valley. It's by Clay Duda. Clay has done this whole story here. And the result is that the county and the Jones County, that they have found that they have lost 19 million gallons of water lost from Jones Valley in 2013. Think about this. 19 million gallons of water lost from Jones Valley. About 4.6 million gallons seeped from six leaky fire hydrants, a ruptured service line, one water meter, and a faulty valve. Now, my question is anybody checking these things? I mean, when you is somebody kind of like, I mean, they come out and check my water every month. I mean, don't they have something that says, hey, look, there's like thousands of gallons going out right here. I mean, does anybody check that?
So is that just seeps into the ground?
I'm not sure. But it should be. You know what? This is one of the things is it's not like it's – I would think it would be like something like pouring out of the fire hydrant. I don't think it would be that. So maybe it is. Maybe it's a busted pipe to the fire. But there's got to be – isn't there some kind of measuring device? Somebody must know this. Isn't there a measuring device on these on the lines? I mean, they just found them now. When they said they did a pinpointed
kind of audit,
nine sources that accounted for about a quarter of the system's water lost. But the leak detection is only done every so often. After an article in the paper. I mean, we're not talking about, hey, here's a few gallons here and a few – this isn't like a five-gallon bucket a day. This is millions of gallons. And so it would have to be hundreds of thousands of gallons a day, or at least thousands of gallons in certain areas there. And you would think that there'd be something that goes on there. You'd think you'd be able to notice that there's water disappearing at that rate.
Well, there may not be specific meters on specific lines. I'm sure they have some way of gauging the overall flow out of the system. If you're driving along Cypress Street and you see that a sprinkler head's been knocked off and the thing's just squirting into the street, who do you call? And will they listen?
You call the city. You call the city right away. There's got to be some kind of
line. And they'll tell you that's Caltrans.
Oh.
If it's on the median to getting into the see, there's the thing, and you know who's logging and tracking all this stuff. If you call the city, somebody's going to make a notation on a log somewhere, but who knows what happens to that?
You know, one of us Sungold says is that in Arizona, some of the parks put red dye in the water system to check for leaks, so that if it's pouring out, and you see red water, you know they've got a leak someplace. I tell you one thing.
I've got a funny story that leads kind of segues into this. Okay, I don't even know they're not really sure how she got there. But a 5-year-old girl was airlifted to the hospital Tuesday after police said she was found locked in an operating washing machine. The child was reportedly trapped in the washing machine on high speed for several minutes in the Texas area before anyone noticed. The police said the woman had tried to use the same machine moments, but told the manager that wasn't working properly. She then got a refund and moved to another machine. Does this creep you out? It's still unclear how the girl ended up in the washer. Detectives are also trying to figure out when it began working. She was tumbling pretty fast in there. People thought it was just clothes and everything. So which leads me into, after a moment of that tense, wouldn't you like to lay down on your sleep number bed? and be at number 45.
Stretch.
Yeah, did you like this segue? That was a good one. And we love the dual air technology of our Sleep Number bed, and we've had it now for a little over, going on a year, and just enjoy taking it up to 100 every day, and at nighttime taking it down to different numbers. And I love the flexibility of that. And so after we got back from our long journey, I did go down to 40 and enjoyed a different kind of sleep.
You know, and that's one of the things you have is with the new Sleep IQ technology available on all the new beds of Sleep Number, that you can will help you figure out the right number that's good for you. And it monitors how you sleep and will give you suggestions on which numbers to use. And my Sleep Number setting, of course, is 45, where I've gone up. Right now, you can find the Sleep Number at Sleep Number stores right here in Target Shopping Center. Right now, it's the final days of the biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale starting at $599.99. That's right, under $600. And it ends this coming Sunday. It is the biggest sale of the year. And how do you get there? You head right to the Target Shopping Center. You go and see Brian and Erica. They will tell you what your Sleep Number is. We'll help you find it. I tell you, Consumer Reports number one bed. Made in America, guaranteed. You're not going to do any better than this. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1450.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, October 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. October 2nd in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. It's starting to cool off in the mountains, so fill up those kerosene tanks before the price goes up. We'd like to remind all of our customers that we are CFN fleet-wide card locks at all of our locations, and Visa MasterCard will also be used 24/7. If you want to apply for credit online, it's northernlightsenergyinc.com. And don't forget to use the Pay Forward account. Labor Day is not far off, so come on in and fill up on the ethanol-free 93 for all those weed eaters and lawnmowers. And also, gather up the empty barbecue bottles and stop in and see Gary. With fires dying down a little bit now, it's a great time to gather up the kids and head to the Intermountain Fair in MacArthur. The Junior Livestock Sale is on Monday after the breakfast, so come early and support our local 4-H and FFA kids. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, and delivered to just about everywhere. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I came today, as you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad, good morning, my friend. September the 3rd, 63 degrees out there. I think it's hotter than that. Who says it's 63? Is that what it's on the thing there? I'm almost positive it's warmer than that. 720 exactly. Okay, you mean fixing it. It's hump day. Hump days are usually hotter. 720 in the morning, September the 3rd. 605-4567.
Gotta go get your watch fixed.
You got something you want to say today? Just come on and give us a call. We've got some people coming on at 7:30, but right now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. This is where Linda goes to pick up.
Oh, estate jewelry I send friends there to get their watches repaired. Also, if you are needing something to get an estimate on what something's worth. Let's say you have a family piece of, wonderful valued item. You take it into Leonard and he'll let you know what it's worth. And if you want to sell something or if you want to buy gold or sell gold, he's an honest guy to go to. So, we really like locally owned and operated, and he's been in business for years and years and years. Gem specialist.
Yeah, I'm taking my watch in today to see why it's not working.
Yes, Bob.
And get another one fixed.
Sir, would you like to know the temperature?
Yes.
I want the temperature.
At Reading Municipal Airport at this time, it is 63 degrees. In downtown Reading, just off of Placer Buenaventura, it is 69 degrees. In Reading, out on Placer Street, it is 72 degrees. And the canyon near Reading Hospital,
Street,
it is 67 degrees.
I'm taking the 72.
Right. You're going for
high number. I'm going for the 72 right
the
now.
The highest that's possible number.
It was 73. I took 72.
How weird is that?
Well, it's because...
That's 10 degrees.
Well, one's away from any of the concrete and all that there at the airport.
Wow.
And then Placer must be...
I know.
Is it out in the middle of the city there, or is it way out there on Placer?
Out on Placer Road. Looks like it's near Mary Lake.
Oh, okay.
Looking at the map here.
Oh, well, that's close
to us. There are a couple of variables. There's, of course, local environment, and then, of course, there's variations in the instrumentation.
Okay.
But Reading's official temperature is taken at the airport, but, of course, nobody lives at the airport. So
yeah, in fact, we hardly fly from the airport. That's not true. We got back in, we got out, and we got back in. Yay, Rod Dinger. Okay.
Okay, I've got an interesting story out of Raleigh, North Carolina. One of North Carolina's longest-serving death row inmates has been freed from prison a day after a judge overturned his conviction because of new DNA evidence in the case. 50-year-old Henry McCollum walked out of Central Prison in Raleigh on Wednesday. His half-brother, 46-year-old Leon Brown, also had his conviction of rape and murder overturned on Tuesday, is expected to be later Wednesday, which is just this whole DNA situation, which is very, very interesting. McCollum spoke briefly to reporters before getting into the passenger seat of his father's car, where a reporter had to show him how to buckle the seatbelt. He had never used a seatbelt of that design.
How long has he been in jail?
Didn't say.
It must be like 30 years or something, 35 years.
It must be because he's fit. It's 50.
And they found him. And they found him.
DNA.
The DNA found him innocent. Whoa. Well.
A powerful thing, DNA.
Powerful thing. Talking about powerful, the United States is not coming across as being very powerful lately. Sotloff, the second journalist, appears to have been beheaded. Now, authenticity of the video has been established, and he has had his head cut off by the same gent that cut off the last American's head, and is taunting Obama and the United States. And here's the problem. What are we doing about this? I mean, I'm not talking about putting in a division of Marines in there. No, but what are we doing about this? Our president is not clear. In the same news conference, and this is causing a lot of consternation around the world, he says he uses the words destroy. We're here to take them out and stop them. And then in the same news conference says we'll manage. We're going to manage. What's the best way of managing ISIS? Well, it's one or the other. Now, how do you manage people who behead, crucify, mutilate, bury people alive, kill women and children, massacre people? How do you manage that group? How do you manage that? How do you have them, ask permission, or they can only do it on Tuesdays? Is that what you mean by management? when you have people that do this, they've gone over the side. And if you've watched any of the videos, you've seen them just marching people up to the edge of a river and shooting them. And the reason they're doing this is to reenact an event that happened 1,000 years ago to turn the river red. So they're just slaughtering people to do that. There's something wrong fundamentally with these people that do that. I don't even know if you could call them people. They've gone beyond cutting fingers off children, beheading people, crucifying people. There's something wrong. You're not going to be able to manage this. I don't even know if you can even have a dialogue with them at this point. So what do? Well, you hunt them down. You find the leadership and you hunt them down and you destroy them. There you go. Do you have to put men on the ground? Yeah. Yes, you will. I know you're going to hate to hear this, but you're going to have observer teams out there. You're going to probably have spec op teams on the ground, and they're probably out there right now finding them so they can target them. You've got drones flying all over the place, but what you have to have is just a all-out, I'm going to destroy. Every time I see something that looks like ISIS, I'm going to put a 500-pound bomb on it or a missile. And if you don't do that, it's not going to get any better. Right now, they are controlling the situation. They cannot control the situation. And then when you add on top of that what's going on in Ukraine, we have lost – have we lost our power? Have we lost our ability to do anything? From the day we said there's a red line here on Syria, if they use these chemical weapons, we're going in and we didn't do it. We have gone so considerably downhill since then.
Even the BBC, which has been one of Obama's leading – kissers, is now going, does this guy know what he's doing when it comes to world affairs? He seems to be frozen in place.
Well, it's, you know, and when we were over there, you should have seen the newspapers. The newspapers were just going after him when all these things are happening. Here's Cameron, who is going through there and saying things like, hey, I'm going to start pulling passports. We're going to pull passports of these people that are in the jihadist area that are over there, and we're not going to let them back in the country, and we're going to start finding them, and we're going to stop this hate talk. And I mean, it's all types of things like that, and that's what gets dangerous. But what are we doing? What is our plan? You know, when Obama said we have no strategy here, I kind of thought that, okay, maybe he just misspoke. Sometimes, you know, you're tired, you know, it's been a long round of golf and this, and maybe his mind wasn't on it. Maybe he was on that 17th hole when he missed that putt and that birdie putt when he said that. But the bottom line is that he did say it. And what is the strategy? I know the military has a strategy. We have strategies for everything. We gamed out everything. We gamed out attacking England and going back over there again. We've gamed it all out. So it's there. What is the strategy? When are you going to pull the trigger on the strategy just to go on all out drone jets? Spec ops types of attacks on ISIS and kill as many of them as you possibly can and push the rest of them back into hiding. You know what? When we talk about, you know, somebody said bomb them back in the Stone Age. Well, ISIS, they haven't reached the Stone Age yet. You know, for them, Century 21 over there is Century 5 real estate. It's not Century 21 for sure. But the thing with the ISIS people is that what are we going? We're going to have to do something. Because they just keep moving. They keep taking more land. Maybe, you know, Iraq has done some things to push them out of one area. The bottom line is, are they a threat? How big a threat? And why aren't we being told about it? He has known about ISIS since 2010. There's a report coming up that they've been briefing them on since 2010. And it appears that they are a little bit better than that junior varsity team. They're not as good as our team. Who knows when they keep getting hundreds and hundreds and thousands of converts that come to them, how big they're going to be unless we stop them. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Oh, wait a minute. Good news. Riverfront Playhouse has had their contract extended for 3 more years, and they're going to be able to build the they've gotten a loan from Reading Bank of Commerce. Hooray for Reading Bank of Commerce. And they're going to be able to build that 270-seat theater. And I mean, they haven't got all the money yet, but
wonderful.
I think it's great. Hooray for the city council.
Now, if we can just
this is going to be great for the city.
Right. We just get our streets where they're manned, and so people can walk around. We should be able to go to restaurants, have coffee, have our little outdoor cafes, and be able to go to the theater and just feel like, you know, it's all included. Have a cocktail, just be, you know, right here. And that's the goal and the vision that we should have for downtown Reading. We can do it. We raise Reading. Seriously, the thought of raising Reading.
There you go. Take Reading back. We've got the capabilities. But what's happened since the big meeting that night with Chief Paletti and everybody on crime? Some things have changed. But the bottom line hasn't changed. We still don't have a place to put the people. We still don't have more police on the streets. Why isn't the city council taking a real good look at the amount of money that's in the system right now and then start shifting it around? I know maybe you don't want to hear this, but the library's got a $2 million fund. Do we need to have the library open every day for the length of time it does? Maybe we need a couple hundred thousand out of there. Maybe we need a couple hundred thousand out of the park system. Maybe we need a couple hundred thousand out of these other places. Is the city council looking at everything? You've got two of them that say they're not. You've got three of them that say they are. And we'll see. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, DeKine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
The Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of France September 13th at the Holiday Inn. It's an evening of elegant French cuisines, beverages, live and silent auctions, and a Dutch raffle. Dance to the music of the Pat Karch Quartet. Taste of France. Reserve your seats or table now. Call 246-0146 or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org. Tickets also on sale at Enjoy the Store. Taste of France, presented by the Shasta Library Foundation, September 13th.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
And It's 70 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutritional experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. You know, you just walk into Orchard Nutrition and you feel healthier. I mean, I think my cholesterol dropped by 20 points. Just walking in there. Walking around, talking to nutritionists. Hey, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, give them a call at 244-9141. It's Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Which is a wonderful segue to our next two guests this morning. We have Alexis Ross with us and Kim Drumbel. They are both with our Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center of Reading. Good morning, gals.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us here.
Good morning, ladies. We can be called girls, too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And not by me.
All right. So there's a new a wonderful event that's coming up that we brought you in to talk about. The Healthier Living is an award-winning program developed by Stanford University to help you better manage chronic health conditions and live a happier, healthier life. Boy, do we need that now, especially with everything that's going on with our Obamacare and medical. How do you start first with yourself? Let's start off with what this event is about, going on with you, Alexis.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us on the show. Yes. To talk about these workshops. They are wonderful ways for individuals to help self-manage their chronic conditions, meaning diabetes, heart disease, stroke, anything that you have to maybe deal with or make a decision about on a daily or regular basis. So these workshops were developed by Stanford through an evidence-based model, meaning there's research to back up the outcomes and the claims that they have from the workshops. The workshops are designed to be 2.5 hours once a week for 6 weeks and teach individuals skill sets, goal setting, how to get a good night's sleep, to communicating with your family and loved ones about your conditions and your healthcare providers. And the goal at the end of the 6 weeks is that you feel maybe more in control. A lot of times with chronic conditions, you feel things are happening to you or they're just out of your control. So this gives you a sense of getting control over your life and maybe a little self-efficacy going forward.
Now, are there doctors teaching the courses? Are there special technicians or special clinicians? Or
no, these are designed to be peer-led by 2 facilitators. I'm a master trainer certified through Stanford, and Kim is a leader. I'm allowed to lead workshops as well as train other leaders, and Kim can lead workshops. And at least one of the facilitators needs to have a chronic condition or care for someone with a chronic condition, because that we know the ups and downs. We've struggled. We've been through it. And oftentimes when you have a healthcare professional teaching you something, there's medical language that maybe you don't understand. So this is very lay level of just how do you deal on a daily
basis. That's really interesting. I really like the idea of that, because you're talking to people who are saying, I'm there. I've been there. I'm with you, right?
Absolutely.
I'm with you. So here's how we can do this together.
Absolutely.
Let me teach you what I know. So how did you get involved with this in the first place?
Well, we at Mercy Medical Center Reading are part of Dignity Health. And so we heard about it in a couple of ways. One, through our organization, there are other hospitals that offer these workshops and have master trainers and a higher level called a T-trainer. As well as here locally through Shasta County Public Health, they had received a grant through the state, and they were partnering with other organizations to bring this to our community. So I work with Deb Arias at Shasta County Public Health in a variety of roles for this program as well.
Okay.
This looks like a great program. You've got 6 2.5-hour classes.
Yes.
And it's free.
Yes.
That's the big thing people need to hear. It's free, and it's there to – it's for people that may have family members or friends with a health condition, or yourself.
Yes.
And you're going to help people be able to overcome maybe some of the stresses in their life from an ongoing – say you have pain all the time. A lot of people have that.
Yes.
Or a heart condition or diabetes, which
yes.
is important.
We teach distraction techniques, how to get through a rough patch if maybe you're having some pain and you're going to do an activity for a short amount of time. What's a distraction technique you can use to get through that 15 minutes?
Okay. Can you give us an example? of a distraction technique.
Yes, we teach the what they're called thinking techniques, counting by threes, playing a baseball game in your head, anything that you can do at the moment. The mind can't do two things at once.
Oh, so thank you.
There you go.
I'm not multitasking. You can't talk to me while I'm trying to get a phone number in my head.
You just can't.
Okay.
It's proven. It's right here.
Love you already.
Yes.
Let's be pals.
Okay, let's go on
so
here.
So in order to help with your pain level, you can distract yourself for a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Some people are really good at that, aren't they?
Yes.
They can distract themselves from pain for a long time.
Yes. Let's say you have knee pain, you have arthritis, and the elevator's broken and you need to walk up a flight of stairs. That's when you would use a distraction technique as you're walking up the stairs.
All right.
So Kim, you know, what will be your role with this on this day?
Okay, I will be co-facilitating the sessions with Alexis. This is going to be the first time that I am co-facilitating. I've been a participant in this class, but I've also been the community education rep from Mercy for years. So I'm used to helping people work through their situations and whatnot. The nice thing is the first day you introduce yourself, you start all of the activities as the facilitators. So you kind of set the tone as to what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So then you open up to the participants and let them know this is one of the ways that you are one of them. You suffer from some of the same conditions
you give your testimonial and whatnot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You do. You know, this is why I'm so impressed with the class, and this is why we wanted to bring it to our community, and we hope it helps you like it's helped us.
Fantastic. They're free workshops, by the way. And what are the dates?
It's going to start on Thursday, September 11th. This is going to be a morning class from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and the class is going to be out at Mercy Oaks, but you do need to pre-register. So you will need to call 1-888-628-1948, and space is limited because we do want it to be a very pretty much intimate group. We want to be able to spend time one-on-one and have it not be an overwhelming number of people participating.
Well, I'd like to ask each one of you, what would be, if you were to give like a line to, for those people who are listening right now, to, you know, they may be stuck. This is a way to get unstuck and maybe open up a little bit of a dark place that you feel like I can't get out of. And I'm not talking about just emotional, I'm talking about physically. What would be something that you would say to encourage people?
I tell people all the time, this is just a class, a workshop to empower you, to make you feel a little more independent, not so dependent on others, more in control with your life.
Okay, Alexis, what would you say?
Very similar. This is a way to take control of not only your life, but how you interact with others. One of my favorite parts of the workshop is other people don't know, family members, they don't know how to help you, and it's your job with the chronic condition to tell them how to help you. So this is a way for you to really get a skill set and a base for living your life outside of your home and not being defined by your condition. Because oftentimes you say, oh, I'm Alexis with fibromyalgia. I'm Alexis with celiac disease. And some days I just want to be Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to just have a different maybe viewpoint.
I like that because we know somebody who has a condition and it's a name and then the condition. And I'm like, well, you know what? That shouldn't define who you are. Pretty soon you become ownership of it. And then there's a way of flipping that around. And I really like that what you guys are trying to do, what you're teaching.
I have a case of non-microphone.
No. Well, excuse me. You can't do two things at once. It's proven.
That's right.
It's proven.
Your
mind can't cure two things at once.
Okay. Healthier Living is an award-winning program developed by Stanford. Now, you have the six 2.5-hour classes. Do you have What happened? Is it consecutive? Like you learn something in the first one and it goes on to the second one?
Yes. So the modules, the weeks build upon each other. So okay. There are 1 week it'll be healthy eating. The fourth week, I believe, it's learning how to read labels. So you know what is in your food and how to make healthy choices.
So you know, when you sign up, then it's for the 6 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many people can you take?
We can take up to 20.
20. Okay.
And then we can start a waiting list if we have more after that.
And how do they get a hold of you to get on your list?
They call the number that's on that Kim had given, the 888-628-1948.
Okay, and this is going to be happening at the Mercy Oaks Drive at the Shasta Senior Nutrition Program.
Correct.
Building.
Is there a website?
No.
Okay,
this is strictly just call the number.
Okay.
You will get registered, and then we will contact the people that do register prior to the class just to check in.
Okay.
You can only take 20 people here, my friend. So this is something that it's going to be very – I think it's going to be a lot of great knowledge.
Free.
It's free coming in. It's to help people who have chronic conditions, ongoing health conditions, and how you can help maybe your parents or your son or your daughter or yourself.
Yes.
Which is a big thing.
And the really nice part about this program is it is also for family members. So if you are caring for your, maybe you have an elderly parent who has Alzheimer's, dementia, you can take this class and help yourself to either communicate with them or help them communicate with their healthcare professionals. So it's not, you don't have to have a chronic condition to take the class. Caring for someone is just as good.
Okay, so healthier living, managing ongoing health conditions. It's going to start next Thursday, September 11th, for 6 weeks, ending October 16th. Only 20 people can get into this workshop, but it sounds really truly fascinating. Give them a call at 888-628-1948, or give us a call here at the station if you didn't get the number. Okay, thank you very much, Alexis.
Really appreciate having you guys on.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city. None more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips.
food, supplies, or a little marine repair, Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or LakeShasta.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 7:49 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got something on your mind? Something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. I've got two or three other things to talk about, but I'd rather talk to you. So what are you thinking out there? I've been reading stuff about down there at Safeway, the one down across from the park there.
Huh? Crackway.
Crackway. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. You know what? If you're going to buy a new or previously owned car, why not buy it right here in town from your neighbors who's going to give you the best deals that you're going to find? And that's it, right down at Redding Crown Motors. Now, and not only that, but Angel said she was on her way because she dropped her car off at the service center at Crown, and she says just love those guys. They just take such good care of her car.
What'd she see it down at the Safeway?
Oh, she saw the Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. She said that the sprinklers came on. And all the people that were laying in the grass out there got up. And an extremely lovely couple came over toward them to borrow money, and they returned down. So, again, the type of things that are facing us here in town is and it hasn't gone away in 2 weeks. It hasn't gone away in the 2 weeks that we were gone. You kind of think, oh, maybe it'll get better. No, it's still there, and they're still on every corner. As some people say, is that they count them. The police yesterday caught a guy at a business who had 300 feet of copper wire, and he had just stolen. That meant he just destroyed their whole air conditioning system of this company. Just destroyed it by taking out the copper wire. But they did catch him. Plus other stuff that he has been stealing. Another way of he has a car, and he borrowed the car from somebody and they let him have it. These things like this, you know, when you think about it, where are we getting the money? What happens? What's the fallback position? And we're going to have, by the way, the week of the 15th, which is a week after next, we're going to try and have all the candidates on again. And what's your fallback position if that tax doesn't pass? And it probably won't. Two thirds is a tough row to hoe to pass something. That two thirds have to vote to raise a tax, and we're not sure what that tax is going to do. It's got to be very, very, very clear. The other question is, what's your fallback position, City of Redding? What is the city council saying? Okay, look, if this doesn't pass, this is what we're going to do. I'm sorry, I don't hear anything. I know Rob Pelletti, the chief, has given him a plan. He says, if I have this much money, I can do this. If I have this much money, I can do this. If I have this much money, I can do this. That's his job. He tells him what he can do. Now it's up to the city council and the staff to find the money. So whose ox gets gored? And either that or we ignore this and say, oh, it's not really a problem. It's kind of calmed down since we had the chief's open house. Has it? What's changed? What exactly has changed since then? Have things gotten better? Do we need, as Chief Pelletti says, we need a snowy September. We need a snowy September, 4 or 5 inches of snow and sleet and howling winds, and that will clear up a lot of the problems. Probably will. But we're not going to get that. So what have we done? There was an article in the paper on Saturday that says, you know what? Hey, Sheriff Bisenko, where are we getting these new – where are we getting the new seats? In the jail. We've got one coming in 3 to 6 years, but what's the plan for right now? What about that, Shasta County Board of Supervisors? What's the plan on being able to put 100 people away? So if you take that 100 and you get the next 100, then at least you can put a dent in it. Maybe they'll start leaving. As of now, are we still in the turnaround and we arrest you and we're doing a good job at that? But at what point do the police get tired? What point do they get tired of fighting the same people over and over again, or seeing the same people over and over again, arresting the same people over and over again? Because as we know, it's a group that gets arrested continuously. And we've got right now 10% of our officers are on sick leave or injury duty or injury leave because they've been injured fighting these guys. You've got seven police on duty at any one time. 14 when the shifts change. I mean, this is tremendous. This is a tremendous liability as far as fighting crime here. And we don't have the technology that says where we're going to where the crimes could happen. We don't have that technology. We don't have cameras in places. We don't have drones flying overhead for a lot of reasons there. But what are we going to do? What is, they're saying take money out of the reserves. You know what? What's the reserve for? It's for a rainy day. Well, maybe it's time to say that it's raining here in Redding, and we can bring in six or seven the community service officers. What Paletti says is he spends from the time they arrest somebody and they're arresting people and the paperwork is taking a majority of their time. He said up to 70% of their time is, from the time that they're arresting people, getting the paperwork done and all this, instead of being out on the streets. That means if you've got all seven of your police arresting somebody, what happens then? Oh, does that mean nobody's on the street? I don't think so. I know they're calling people in. I know that they've got people doing jobs that because of injuries. But we need it does no good to give them extra money for overtime because the rubber band is stretched as far as it's going to stretch. They need to bring in more police. They need to put more police on the street. So, what's the plan, City Council? Have you heard one? I mean, you've heard about their tax raise. You've heard about the, it's to have volunteers, police, and how's that going to work, or more volunteers. But is anything happening here? I know that when they asked for volunteers, they had six people sign up. Six people. Okay. And those people have to pass the background investigations and all that. Are you tired of hearing about crime? Are you tired of hearing about what's going on here on the streets? Are you tired about having a graffiti done? Are you tired of having to wade through people on your way to go to a business? Are you tired of this? Are you just tired of just hearing about it and just think, okay, look, if we don't say anything, it'll eventually go away? What do you think? We talk about reserves. We talk about reserves of water. We talk about how we're going to have to we're doing it for 3 days a week. We're watering. We've got these huge water shortages. And if we can find – and we find in the city of – or the county of Shasta, we're losing millions and millions of gallons of water. I wonder how many millions of gallons of water are lost in the systems in our state right now. If we're losing – millions of gallons of water. How much is L.A. losing? How much is San Francisco losing? Are they losing millions, hundreds of millions of gallons of water? Is that part of the water shortage? Is that we just have all these massive leaks? I don't know. What do you think, hon? Do you think is one of the things
The first thing that comes to my mind is when you are driving in various neighborhoods and various regions, we're going to go to Palm Springs or in L.A. and you see a lot of runoff especially just the visual that came to my mind is Palm Springs. Who's out there patrolling? How much runoff are they gauging? Is there some kind of system that when you have so much water going down the gutter? At which point are they fined? So, anyway, I think
you're talking about fining us if we're watering and it hits the streets.
We're doing every other day.
Well, I know we're going along where it is, but I'm just saying is if they see some things, they can fine you up to I think it's $500. The city can fine you if you're not going by the. I would be interested to see is the city giving out warning ordinances to anybody? You know, are you warning anybody? Has anybody been, you know, been told that you're not watering when you should be, or you're watering too much? Mm. I don't know. Okay.
Well, our chat pack, it looks like we got what's going on with our chat pack? We are on, right, Bob?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
When we come back from our break, we're going to have Mark Baird on. And Mark's here with the state of Jefferson, talking about the latest with the state of Jefferson and what the plans are, what's happening in Sacramento, the six-state initiative to break the state of California into six states, which wasn't the state of Jefferson guy's idea. Anyway, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice. If he hasn't got it, he will get it for you. Everything's on sale. Not everything, but he has a lot of guns down there on sale right now, and he has the ammo that you're looking for. He believes in customer service and not taking it to the customers, as you might say in some other places. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A judge has sentenced a suburban Detroit man to 17 years in prison for killing an unarmed woman on his porch. Theodore Waver was sentenced today for second-degree murder of Renisha McBride, who had pounded on his door looking for help after a car accident. During the trial, he said he shot the 19-year-old because he feared for his life. Also at SRNNews.com, President Obama is vowing that justice will be served following the beheading of a second U.S. journalist.
The president said the barbaric violence of Islamic State militants stiffens America's resolve to take the fight against these terrorists.
We will not be intimidated. Their horrific acts only unite us.
Speaking in Estonia, the president warned that those who make the mistake of harming Americans will learn that the United States will not forget that the U.S. has a long reach and that justice will be served.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also speaking in Estonia today, President Obama said it's too early to tell how serious reports are of a ceasefire between Russia and eastern Ukraine. The president says Russia and the separatists it's been supporting have destroyed other Ukrainian ceasefires.
What we've seen is aggression and appeals to nationalist sentiments that have historically been very dangerous in Europe.
The president says no realistic settlement can be achieved if Russia continues to send tanks and troops into Ukraine. A spokesman for Somalia's government says local officials are trying to verify whether the leader of al-Shabaab was killed or wounded in a U.S. airstrike earlier this week. The spokesman says officials are certain the strikes hit a gathering of al-Shabaab leaders. Somalia is praising U.S. support in the war on the militant group that has links to al-Qaeda. Its leader had claimed responsibility for last year's deadly attack on an upscale shopping mall in Kenya. This is SRN News.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-299-2896. 1-800-299-2896. That's 1-800-299-2896.
Authorities are concerned that Tropical Storm Dolly could cause flooding and mudslides in Mexico. Jack Bevin is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center.
The main threat from the storm is going to be heavy rains that are going to occur over portions of eastern and northeastern Mexico with possible totals up to 15 inches in some areas.
The storm's maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour, and the storm is moving to the west at 9 miles per hour. Meanwhile, a separate storm is closing in on Mexico. It's Tropical Storm Norbert, which has formed off southwestern Mexico and is about 150 miles southwest of the major Pacific port of Manzanillo. Police say a 5-year-old Texas girl has been hospitalized after she was trapped inside a running washing machine at a laundromat. The laundromat owner says an employee used a circuit breaker to stop the machine. This is SRN News. Business orders for U.S. factory goods shot up by a record amount in July.
The Commerce Department says factory orders went up 10.5% last month as orders for civilian jetliners rose fourfold. However, excluding transportation, orders inched down 0.8%, while an important category which serves as a proxy for business investment declined 0.7%. Manufacturing has been a source of strength this year, helped by robust demand for new cars, other consumer items, and business equipment.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. A spokeswoman for Home Depot says the company will alert customers if it confirms that their personal information has been compromised. The Atlanta-based home improvement retailer has told the Associated Press that it's working with both banks and law enforcement to investigate unusual activity that could point to an actual hack attack. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning here on September the 3rd, Wednesday. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You may want to, if you're having a problem with your being online here, is to turn it off, turn it back on again.
If I can offer real quickly here, one, we had a listener who was... The clue was that nothing in her house could pick up the stream. And as it turned out, what she had to do was the router, the place where her internet comes into her house, unplug it for 10 minutes to let the memory reset, plug it back in, and she reported then that it worked. So yeah. Sometimes there are many, there's a lot of valves in that pipe.
We listen, you know, like we can hear it here on ours and other people can hear it. So, but just, you know, you may just have to just reboot it. So anyway, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. Currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios. Happy Wednesday. We call it, well, it's kind of hump day, but we had a Monday holiday there with Labor Day. So welcome back to the show, and we're going to have our highs today. Again, we'll be almost to the triple digits. Clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Tomorrow is going to be hot with close to the triple digits again, and lows of 63. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas. Propane customers, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phones with Susan Eastman and find out what's happening on Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are a little changed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points at 17,126. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 2006. The NASDAQ Composite losing 9 points at 4,589. Active stocks this morning, Citigroup up 45 cents, trading at $52.41. Twitter off $1.20 at $49.82. Pfizer positive 8 pennies at $29.34. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy up 11 cents, trading at $31.43. Target up 6 cents at 60 and a quarter. Bank of Commerce unchanged at $6.16 per share. For commodities, gold is up $3 an ounce at $12.68, silver up 3 cents at $19, and crude oil up $1.33, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot, Susan. Hello? Hello?
Okay. There we go.
Thanks a lot, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 in the morning. And if you're looking for that path to financial freedom, for that person that can help you with your investments, that can take a look at what you have and tell you, you might need a little tweaking here, or just to give you some calm and saying, yeah, these look good. head on down to Park Marina Drive and our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Okay. You know what? The temperature and the air, it's going to be up close to in the hundreds today. And with the air quality is going downhill quickly. And we have our guest today, Mark Baird. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Besides being one of the main spokespeople of the State of Jefferson movement and the main one of the people behind this, is you also live up in Siskiyou County.
Yes, that's correct.
And you're right in the middle of these fires, and we were talking a little bit about it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, in fact, my wife and I had to cut a fire line around our own house about, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Excuse me. There's so much smoke in the air, it's in my lungs, and I can't talk and can't breathe. And
wow. You know.
So we have a situation up there where mismanagement on the part of the state of California and U.S. Forest Service has caused a situation where the forests are way, way overstocked, 5 or 6 times as much fuel as traditionally they carry. And now we have catastrophic wildfires approaching 150,000 acres.
Well, you know, the thing about it is talking to people that are experts in this, too. I mean, this is what their degrees are in. They said even to fight, try and fight these fires. You can't fight them the same way anymore because they move so fast, they're so hot, and the when and it explains why some, you know, tragically some of our firefighters and the hot shots have gone out there on mountains have gotten caught.
Well, we were doing evacuations. I'm also a reserve deputy sheriff part-time for Siskiyou County, and we were doing evacuations down near Horse Creek, I think it was last week. They were literally dropping fire retardant on the houses as we were trying to get people to evacuate. I mean, these things are serious, but the state does not take them seriously. They're more interested in their agenda with the spotted owl and the coho salmon than they are the people's lives who live in this state.
Well, you know, it's one of the things, too, is that it's, if you look at photos from the early 1900s, and we have park-like forests there. And where Linda and I have said, we've seen, as we've traveled, we've seen in different states where people have cleared out the underbrush, cleared out the small trees, and you've got beautiful, majestic forest. And here, you can't touch anything.
It's funny. When Jim Bridger came across with in the Fremont Party, he knew immediately when he was in California. And he told Fremont, he said, you can always tell when you're in California because you could ride a horse at a dead run through a healthy forest. And we don't have that situation now. You can, I mean, my wife and I have a mountain on our ranch. We have about 600 acres of trees there. You can't walk through that forest. The trees are too close together. They're too small, and it's not healthy. Not healthy.
And you can't touch it yourself. You know,
well,
it's your land.
You can touch it with a timber harvest plan, but you got to call an owl hooter, an archaeologist, an Indian historian, and it takes a long, long time to get a timber harvest management plan. And even then, once these guys get done with it, you may not be able to touch enough land to make it even a break-even deal. So most people just don't even try. We're not even going to try.
I understand it takes a couple years.
It takes a couple of years.
Yeah. And Sierra Pacific owns all this land, and they've got constantly they're running into this kind of thing.
Well, Timbervest now owns quite a bit of the land that's on fire. And what has happened to them is the state, through Sue and Settle, with Klamath Siskiyou Wild, the River Keepers, Felici Pace and his bunch, the Karuk Tribe, have sued and settled on that land, and they've now lost almost 100,000 acres of marketable timber, which would have created jobs and actually supplied products to the state of California. And that really is nothing more than mismanagement and fraud.
The mismanagement of the forest programs here and is well known. I think the fact that I just saw with the federal, and I was talking a little bit about it, the federal government just said, you know what, I think we need to be able to take down the timber that's been burnt. And they talk about clearing it out, which is a program where you can, as long as you catch it soon enough, a lot of this timber is still usable.
Yeah, it makes me want to fall out of my chair. I think just the ridiculousness of this type of position, you wouldn't want to cut that timber when it's green and growing and save the underbrush and save the small animals and save the landscape. You need to wait until it's a burned-out moonscape, and then all of a sudden somebody says, well, I guess we can go in and cut down that burned-up wood.
I know. Isn't it weird? I don't understand it. And then you have with the spotted owls, we're actually killing other owls that are better or better survivors than the spotted owls.
Well, you know, we're sitting here making the case for Jefferson. But, yeah, I mean, you know, so the spotted owls were crashing, so we stopped logging. That was 20 years ago. Well, if they were right, why don't we have owls coming out of our ears? They weren't right. They don't know anything about it. They have an agenda. So now we're going to shoot the barred owl, which, by the way, is the same species as the spotted owl, and it takes a really good eye to know the difference between them. Oh, and also they interbreed. But it must be the barred owl that's causing the problem. When that doesn't pan out, it'll be something else. What this really is subjugation of the people of Northern California and the devastation of our economy through a governmental agenda that's designed to do just that.
Okay, and that's what Mark Beard is here to talk about in the state of Jefferson. We're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, guarantees, warranties. They've got it all, Martin and his people there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Mark Beard's our guest, state of Jefferson. Carl and Linda Bott will be right back after these messages.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Pacelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for Shasta County Community Flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, September the 3rd. 8:17 in the morning. 76 degrees out there, going up to the high 90s today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Mark Baird, who is one of the spokesman for the state of Jefferson. We're talking about fires. And when you get into, because he's up from Siskiyou County, and when you tie in the fires and you tie into mismanagement from the government, and then which ties into state of Jefferson. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Carl. I really appreciate the ability to speak on the radio about this topic. And today, by the way, is the birthday of the state of Jefferson. It was 1 year ago today that Siskiyou County voted 4-0 to join the state of Jefferson.
That's right.
So this is our birthday.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Well, now this isn't, you know, people go, oh, okay, that's a county. But you've got like 19 counties involved in this at least, right?
We have six declarations. One county calls it a resolution, but we have six declarations from six counties, and we're involved in probably 12, 13 more. I lose track because new counties want to be involved every day. We're getting ready to make presentations in Trinity, Lake, Sierra, Plumas, and we're trying to arrange a presentation in Placer County right now. We're speaking in El Dorado County. We have a town hall in Susanville on the weekend. We have something going pretty much every single day. People are tired, they're broke, and they want liberty, and it's their right.
And you just had a big event down in Sacramento last week.
We had a big event in Sacramento. We went down last Thursday, and we presented the two of the six declarations we have to the Secretary of State, where we announce that people in Northern California have no representation, and we want redress of that grievance through state split. And then we recorded that with the state parliamentarian for the assembly and the secretary of the California Senate, where we announced that the way to redress our grievance for lack of representation is state split, and then we challenged them to do something. And if they fail to do that, that proves our case for lack of representation, if they fail to hold the conversation. And we've now built a challenge that we can either take to court or continue to build weight with more and more and more counties.
What are you hearing from the people when you've got this many counties involved in it? And my whole point on this for us from Northern California is a lack of representation, which is what this whole thing is
about. Exactly what it's about.
That we don't, we have good people working for us here, but they can't get bills out of committee. That they take the bills that they write that are good bills, and the Democrats take them over and rewrite them so it's their bills. And they make decisions based on their, and I guess I can't fault this, but they're making decisions based on their, their districts, I guess. But the things that happen to us up here has a huge impact on the rest of the state.
Well,
and they just don't seem to understand this.
I've got a couple of great examples of that.
All right.
The illustrious senator from Santa Ana gutted a public health and safety bill in which he removed all of the language, and instead, at a midnight session, he filled it with language to build a Karuk casino in Yreka, California. No one wants this. The Board of Supervisors doesn't want it. The City Council in Yreka doesn't want it. The Sheriff's Department doesn't want it. He thinks it's going to result in 10 more arrests a day. The people don't want it, certainly. But yet the senator from Santa Ana introduced the bill, declared on a footstool that there's no opposition to this bill, and it was passed by the mono party in California, above all the objections of the people that live here. Senator Fran Pavley introduced legislation where you're going to have meters on your wells here. Well, in Agoura Hills, they don't have meters because they don't have wells. They have water system. So people here are going to pay the fees for a bill that a Southern California legislator got passed. People here pay the fire tax when the illustrious senator from Santa Ana introduced the tax, and his people don't pay it. This is taxation without representation. It's unconstitutional, and yet we're being subjected to this every day because the state legislature refuses to represent us adequately. We have 5 representatives. The county of Los Angeles alone has 35.
When you get decisions like this made, and it causes this consternation from people up here, the fire tax, and now this latest one about monitoring our groundwater, which is essentially what this is. And what do people tell you when you're going down there? Why is there, it seems like everybody that y'all have talked to, with the exception of one group, seems to be very receptive to what you're talking about, about the state of Jefferson.
Well, there was a poll in the Sacramento Bee the other day, and 73% of the respondents favor state split, and that's in the Sacramento Bee and the Fresno Bee. So even people there, the conversation's changing. We run into some objections from status quo politicians like the Reading Board of Supervisors who are willing to lie and willing to commit Brown Act violations to prevent the people of Shasta County from even engaging in the conversation.
That's a pretty harsh accusation there, Mark.
We have evidence.
You have evidence of Brown Act transgressions?
Brown Act violations, and we have direct testimony about the lying. I mean, statements were made by Les Baugh to us in public that he would get this matter on the ballot so that the people of Shasta County could decide themselves. And he voted not to even hear the discussion. That to me is a lie. I mean, we can sugarcoat these things, but it doesn't make the truth not the truth.
And Les was on the show, said that as in retrospect, he probably should have let the discussion happen.
Which is funny, because he said he probably should have let the discussion happen, but he doesn't want to do anything to rectify the mistake.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah.
So it seems like everybody you've talked to, except where the kind of almost the epicenter of this is in Shasta County, is kind of climbing aboard.
Well, it's interesting because Article 4, Section 3, which allows state split, and the founders must have foreseen it because they put it in the Constitution, is a funny thing. It has no rules. This is truly an amendment for the people. We're not finished in Shasta County, not by a long shot. Let's say we were able to craft state split legislation and include Shasta County, and the legislation passed. Shasta County would be part of the state of Jefferson, even though Mr. Keough and Mr. Baugh and Ms. Giacomini don't want it to happen, and Mr. Modi. They would be part of the state of Jefferson. This is for the people. State split represents the wishes of the people, and these guys can't stop this in the end.
I think one of the we've got a lot of time to talk about this. The latest initiative that's on the ballot, breaking the state into six states.
Yeah. We've spoken with Mr. Draper's folks, and I'm not against the six-state initiative. If he wins, we win. His heart was in the right place. Constitutionally, there's no provision to split a state by initiative, so there's no precedent. Where there is with Article 4, Section 3, this has been done before the way we're going about it. But, you know, look, if this thing passes, we win too, but if the legislature fails to uphold it, because once again, even if he wins his initiative, he's still going to have to go through the Article 4 process. That's the only way to split a state.
I don't think there's a chance for the sixth state one, but if, say, he does, breaking California, then as you say, the Assembly and the Senate have to agree on this and say, okay, yeah, let's just break the state into six states.
Right.
I don't see that.
This is
something y'all did not back. The state of Jefferson did not back this.
No, we're going through the Article 4, Section 3 process, and we want liberty. We want self-representation for the North State, and we clearly don't have that now on any front.
What exactly is the Article 4?
Article 4 says, and I'm going to paraphrase because I'm old and my memory is bad, nor shall any state be formed from the territory within an existing state or two adjoining states unless the state legislature of the state concerned agrees and Congress agrees. We need a simple majority in the state legislature. We need a simple majority in the U.S. Congress. The way Article 4 is written, we don't need the governor's signature and we don't need the president's signature. All we need is 51%. And I'd like to mention a point when we have another minute about what was said to us by lawmakers in the Capitol.
Sure, we got time.
I went into several offices. First of all, we had a team who went through the entire building and gave a one-page flyer to every lawmaker in the building because Brian Daly made the comment, well, nobody knows about it. It's not a big deal. Well, there isn't one lawmaker in Sacramento that doesn't know about it now. And then I went to the president pro tem of the Senate, and I went to the speaker of the assembly's office, and I spoke to Daryl Steinberg's legislative advisor. This is the woman who literally decides what policy he should have. And I spoke to her at great length. And quite frankly, Carl, I was prepared not to like her because she was a very liberal Democrat. But she was a nice lady, and she was very wise in politics. And what she said when we finished was, your message is extremely compelling. You make some excellent points. people here are very slow to let go of power. So if you want to prevail, you need to reach out to the Democratic leadership of the party and tell them what you just told me, because you have some good points and some very compelling messages.
Well, that's a that's interesting.
Well, I expected to be kicked out of the office, and not only were they not unreceptive to the message. Although Steinberg is termed out, someone else will take his place.
Well, but the idea of saying, "Look, this could be good for,"
and you were heard.
We were heard, and we were heard fairly, given a fair hearing, and quite frankly, it was a receptively fair hearing. Jim Nielsen invited the supporters into his office, and he said, "I am delighted these people are here because this is the people's house." And so Jim Nielsen, Tim Donnelly came out on the steps, and he said, "I favor this because it is a true movement by the people for liberty." And they were the only two lawmakers that really wanted anything to do with us out there. However, we were heard by some of the leadership.
And that, I think, we're going back to Les Baugh and what happened with our supervisors, is for a group, a movement that is part of the North State, to not be heard is a violation. I feel the violation.
Yeah.
Not to be heard.
Well, Mr. Baugh asked me an interesting question. I once sat in Denny's with him, and I had about 50 cups of coffee, and I don't dislike Mr. Baugh at all. I don't find him to be a particularly truthful man, but that's, you know, just my opinion. But the thing is that he said to me, "What's your jurisdiction? Where are you coming from? Why are you sitting here in front of me?" And I said, "Well, that's easy. That's the easiest question you ask me all day. We the people." People created the government. Government did not create the people. Is the creation now more important than the creator? Or are the creators, the people of this state and the people of the North State, are we in fact more important than the government? Is our Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, that says all just power is derived from the people in California, and people have to the right, not the permission, but the right to abolish a form of government that does not serve them and reconstruct that with a form of government that does serve the people. Here's my question. Is that Constitution a lie or is it the truth? And it's black and white to me. There's no gray.
Okay. Mark Baird's our guest. We're getting ready to take a quick break. We've got a number of questions coming in, including financing of the state of Jefferson.
Sure.
The Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Do you feel like the digital world has left you behind and just a bit bewildered? Locals is here to get you and your business up to date. In an age where 87% of consumers expect businesses to have a website, Locals can help. Website design and implementation, logo creation, VHS to DVD transfers, and much more. You don't need to learn all the digital tricks of the trade. You just need to contact Locals at 515-8335 or online at localsreading.com. For everything digital for yourself or your local business, it's Locals Online Service Company.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to KCNR. Wait, let's hear that. Wait, one more time. I think I did it. Okay, we got, woo, we're ready now.
Getting beat up here during the break. Because, okay, here's what the whole thing is that at 8:30 every morning that we're on the air, I do Cypress Square Barbershop.
Do it.
Linda wants to push in something else and do Cypress Square later. No. And then Mark Baird says, "Oh, you're just stuck in concrete there, old man. You know, you can't. You got to wait a minute. I just because there's one thing in my life that's stable. And at 8:30 every morning on Monday through Friday, I talk about the Cypress Square Barbershop. How what a great haircuts it is. How it's man's last stronghold. How DC Tim and the Man in Black give discounts to seniors and veterans. And it's right across the street." From Subway off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. So there. Now, the rest of it's
it.
Yours.
No, they're okay. Great. We have it. Go ahead, Bob.
May I interject something very quickly? For those who seem to be experiencing problems with the chat room, a couple of things to try. Restart your computer. If you're still having a lot of problems with the chat room, especially if you can't hear the audio, do the thing with the router, unplugging it and plugging it back in. But as near as we can determine from our end, stuff is working okay. It's individual computers that are misbehaving.
After the show, we're going to go back and do a massive reboot through everything. Mark Baird's our guest from State of Jefferson. And the first question I've got is how is the State of Jefferson going to support itself?
That's easy. There are four industries on the planet from which all products spring. Every product on Earth touches one of these four businesses in some way: logging, mining, farming and animal production, and energy production. We possess all of those businesses here, or at least we did until the state of California chose to impoverish us. We're not poor here. We used to be the gem of the North State. In fact, when Alejandro Pico wanted to split California in half in 1859, his reasoning was the affluent North is taxing the agrarian South to death. We were the jewel of the North State. Timber harvest money, timber harvest receipts on federal land alone used to pay for the road department, the sheriff's department, and all of the public education in Siskiyou County. Those businesses have been removed from our ability to do them by the state of California and by the federal government. We had mining. We were sued and settled out of mining. We had timber. We were the spotted owl and the coho salmon and California's mismanagement has removed our ability to log. We have farming, and now meters are going to be placed on your wells, and we're being told, oh, you can't use the water and you can't do this and because the fish need it to go out to the ocean. The state of California allowed 900,000 acre-feet of water to go down the Sacramento River and through to the ocean to save the fish, and that water was removed from the human's ability to farm. William Howard I believe it was Herbert Hoover who said, if one drop of water in this nation is allowed to pass through to the ocean without being used by human beings, it is a tremendous loss. So we're being regulated out of farming, and we're being regulated out of energy production in Siskiyou County because a $7.8 billion water bond, $500 million of it, is going to be used to, quote, remove fish impediments. Well, the only thing I can think of fish impediments is a dam. It's not a log in the creek. So they're going to rip out four perfectly good, fully functional hydroelectric dams that supply the cleanest, greenest, cheapest energy on the planet to 70,000 customers in Siskiyou County, and they're going to build a water storage facility in Lower California. Now, also, that water bond has things in it like hundreds of millions of dollars to organizations called the Ocean Conservancy, the Santa Monica Mountain Conservancy, the Coachella Valley Conservancy. That water bond is nothing more than the public hog trough where all of the environmental agencies and special interests get paid for their time and pay their lobbyists, while we in California, our grandchildren, are going to be footing the bill for that bond, and it's not going to be a net gain in water storage. It will be a net loss. Those are the reasons we need the state of Jefferson, or the other choice is we'll all be broken, we'll all be gone.
The fact is that when you talk about environmentalists and other organizations suing and going through court, what would stop them once the state of Jefferson is up and says, okay, we're going to log here, okay, we're going to sue you, and it goes to court?
Okay, what we're going to have in our Constitution is an article that states that administrative lawsuits must prove harm to proceed in court. You won't be able to walk into court and say, you're not doing enough to protect the yellow-legged frog. You'll have to show us the body, you'll have to show us intent, you'll have to prove who killed it, and you'll have to prove what can be done about that, which California never does.
What about the federal regulations, which has a huge impact? Because a lot of land up here is feds.
Federal land, that's an easy one. And I spoke of this to Mr. Baugh, and he agreed with me. He didn't, but he's afraid. These politicians really are very small men, and they're afraid to stand for their people and afraid to stand for liberty. What they did in Otero County, New Mexico, they declared a natural resources state of emergency because the federal government knows, and they acknowledge and admit that they have zero jurisdiction over public health and safety. None. So Otero County commissioners declared a natural resources state of emergency. They instructed the sheriff to get requests for proposals to log the national forest down to the forest management plan, nothing illegal, down to the plan the feds already have in place and has already passed NEPA and already survived court challenges. And then they instructed the sheriff to arrest any federal officer who tried to impede that logging. Well, within a couple of months, they had a mill running. They had jobs. They were logging the national forest. Do you know how many times they got sued? None. Because the environmental groups are not scientists. They're mostly law firms. And they only get paid when they sue the federal government under the Equal Access to Justice Act. They don't get paid when they sue a county. They don't get paid when they sue a state. So no one sued them. No federal officer attempted to impede their progress because they realized they would lose that case in court in a New York second. So Otero County did that. But they have a state government that's willing to back them up in those resource decisions, and the state of California would never back them up in that decision.
Okay, state of Jefferson. This is the question. What about the people that are on assistance, Social Security or people that are in need?
People who are on assistance, Social Security, Medicare, all those federal government programs, those programs wouldn't change a bit. The state, in fact, actually, more of the money would go to the people because California rakes off between 14% and 30% of those federal government project monies for administration, just like they did the fire tax. They rake off 15% for administration. So in the state of Jefferson, the county would have the lion's share of the power. The county would get the lion's share of the money as well. In fact, our tax scheme is that the county collects all the taxes and passes to the state what the state is due, not taxes collected by the state where the counties get some percentage of that money.
CalPERS, people that are living up here that are, we've got so many people that are on CalPERS. If this splits off into the 9 counties or 10 counties that people envision or more into the state of Jefferson, what happens to all those people?
Nothing happens to them. In fact, they'd get a raise because their taxes would be lower. So, Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution very clearly says no state shall make any law that changes contract law. Contract law is contract law. If you have a contract now, you're going to have the same contract after the state of Jefferson is formed. And what we propose to do in order to have a situation where the employee is protected but the taxpayer isn't beaten to death is that when new employees are hired, in other words, by attrition. People that have contracts now, that's not going to change. We don't want to change them, even if we have the power to change them, which we don't. New employees will have to form a strategy where the employee is fully protected and where the taxpayer is protected, but the employee has choice. If he doesn't think he can live with the conditions of the job, he knows them in advance, and he's free not to take the job.
The fact is that all the road system, all the infrastructure comes out of the state of California. I think that people don't realize. I think they think that, oh, if state of Jefferson passes, it'll be one day. And, you know, one day there's California, the next day you're state of Jefferson over, instead of a period of adjustment.
Yeah. First of all, the bulk of California State Highway System, the bulk of that money comes from the federal government. It does not come from your tax dollars. It does through your federal tax dollars, right. But federal highway money funds Caltrans. And what we would propose to do is eliminate many, many layers of duplicated bureaucracy so that the counties would end up with more of that money. And Caltrans doesn't do the big jobs. They hire them out to private contractors anyway. So why can't we have a state engineer's office that provides expertise and only has 10 people in there instead of 10,000? Why can't we have a state engineer's office and really give that federal highway money to the counties so that they can do the work on state roads within their county, fully funded, with expertise from the state when they need it?
Okay. Our guest is Mark Baird, who is a spokesman, one of the main spokesmen for the state of Jefferson. Obviously, he has all of this information right at hand. A lot of these questions have come up, and you hear them over and over again, and you're addressing all the questions, Mark. Especially as how it would be paid for. When they talk about Northern California, if it was a state, would be one of the poorest in the nation next to, Mississippi or something like that. And what I've always said from that is, well, you don't know that because you're comparing apples to oranges right now. You're comparing it under the state of California, from where it is as opposed where it could be in a year or two after that.
Well, our economies have been decimated by the agenda of the state of California and the federal government. They really, it seems to me, as though they wish to empty this land of people. And so we've been impoverished. We're not poor. As I said before, we have all the resources in the world in abundance. Responsibly used, they would more than adequately pay for our state. In addition to that, if we form a small rural government with a constitutional framework that is friendly to business and a regulatory environment that's not breaking the taxpayers' back, businesses and people who are makers, not takers, would flock to this state. We get calls every day. If you get this done, I'm moving my company there. I had a call from Silicon Valley. The guy made me promise not to say the name of his company because he doesn't want to be pilloried in the press. But he said, if you get this done, I'm moving my company there. People want liberty. Liberty will find its way in spite of the politicians. And so we could create a framework where where the 6,000 businesses a year that flee California, the worst run, voted 3 years in a row, the worst run state in the nation, they would move to Jefferson.
They'd come up north.
Our economy would flourish here. And another aspect of that is, first of all, we think that our economy would be larger than the state of New Mexico on the first day. Why is it okay to be economically disadvantaged in California, where you're going to stay at the bottom and it's going to get nothing but worse, but it's not okay to start out economically disadvantaged where the line is absolutely up from there? I don't see the objection in starting out where we are now. And tomorrow is a better day. In California, tomorrow is not a better day. Gas taxes are getting ready to go up. My wife just opened the radio station electric bill, and she was in tears. We're paying every month a $192 carbon pollution tax in our radio station electric bill. That's coming, folks. The state of California thinks you still have a nickel in your pocket. They are after it.
On that, we're going to take a quick break. As I go get a drink of water. Mark Baird's our guest here, State of Jefferson. And if you're not listening to this man, you need to. We'll be right back.
Boy, I'm sorry. I get a little...
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on your dial. Put it on your memory button because we're always here in the morning from 7 to 9 AM. Well, I was.
Small town girl.
I love it. Welcome back again. 76 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day with temperatures in the triple digits. Just right around 100 degrees. Clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by the way, Carl was talking about, where you get your hair cut.
Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah. Right next to it is where I get my hair done. And I just want to do a shout-out where the Glam Squad Elite is, and that is called the La Tida Styling Lounge. They're located on Athens Avenue right next to the Cypress Square. And if you mention KCNR, you're going to get $10 off a haircut and $15 off of color. Special promotion going on right now. Bethany Hill is my stylist, and so you give them a call at 722-7336. That's 722-7336. And also mark your calendars for October 2nd because Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be performing from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Elements Lounge. We're going to take that lounge and turn it into a way back, throwback lounge era with Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Vera Montes on the drums. So that's October 2nd. See you there.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino. Okay, our guest Mark Baird has come down from Siskiyou County and talking about State of Jefferson. Okay, now you've talked to Der Spiegel, which is probably the magazine in Germany.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I spent 4 hours with this guy. I was with him till 10 o'clock last night, and he was so intrigued by the concept of liberty and the concept of the people making the government responsible to them that he wants to talk to me again. As soon as I get back home, he sent some guy up from San Francisco, and we're going to do another 4 or 5 hours because he said the people in Germany would want this. And there are concepts that they don't understand there. For example, our emblem is the gold pan with two X's on it. And I said to him, I said, are you familiar with the term double-crossed? And he said, no. He had no idea what that meant. So I said, well, that would be akin to if you have someone that you considered a friend or a mentor or someone who's a protector, someone who's supposed to be responsible for your welfare, and they turn around while you're not looking and do something really evil to you, as the state of California does to us in Northern California all the time, you would look at him and say, gee, fella, you double-crossed me. I expected better of you. Oh, he said, we would say betrayed. And I thought, well, if there was an X that represent betrayed, we'd use that. But they're not familiar with concepts like we the people. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. We had a union before the Constitution. We had the Articles of Confederation. We had 10 presidents before George Washington. But that form of government failed to serve the people. So the people formed constitutions, constitutional, and they abolished that form of government, and the people ordained the Constitution. And in that ordination, the people determined the scope of government, and they also put in there that government must serve the people or they will abolish it again. California Constitution, Article 2, Section 1 says, all just power is derived from the people, and when government fails to serve the people, they have the right, not the permission, but the right to abolish that form of government and institute one that's more suitable to their needs. And that's what we're proposing with the state of Jefferson.
Okay. We got callers on the line. Billy Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for Mark?
Yes, I got more of a compliment and an absolute enthusiasm for his brilliance and his courageous effort in this cause. And I just wanted to give him hundreds of people that I've been communicating with, and I just want him to keep the lead and keep going. And again, thank him for all his hard effort and courageous dedication to this cause.
You know, I feel like we're guided by God, and I really do, because over these 19 counties that we're talking to, and mind you, Billy, we don't even have a membership list. We don't even know who all of our members are. We've never had a big ego. We've never had anybody try to grab the stage. We've never had anybody try to pervert our cause or use it for some other purpose. And that tells me that what we're doing is right, because all of the people in this are in it for the same reason, and that is liberty and representation. Thank you.
Question coming in is, when you shut down the offices, so many of these offices up in Northern California, because the redundant offices and the heavy, too many people in the offices and all this, what happens to those people?
Well, first of all, we have 570 plus state agencies in the state of California. Can you imagine a small rural state with about 1.2 million people that needs anywhere near that number? But what we would like to try to do is do that by attrition. I mean, our goal is not to destroy people's lives. Our goal is to make their lives better. We're not telling you that we want to destroy lives and destroy jobs. Far from it. We want to create liberty and create good lives. So we'll try to do that by attrition.
Attrition meaning as people change jobs or they retire.
Right, exactly. And there may be new places where they can serve and serve where it does some good. And so we'll try to use all of those avenues. And our goal isn't to have massive layoffs. And it's going to be expensive at first, but we'll do it because we want to be a people that is moral. If we're not a moral people, none of this will work. And so we must accept responsibility for the mess we've made as Californians because we were part of it.
Where's the capital going to be?
We don't know. That's for the state constitutional convention to decide.
What about a east-west highway?
East-west highway would be a fantastic idea, and we could probably do that. So I think there's plenty of room for us to do something like that, particularly once we restart the resource economy that we've been blessed with.
What haven't I asked you? What's the hardest question somebody's asked you?
The hardest question somebody's asked me is why status quo politicians – positively refuse to listen to the cries of their own people when they're being taxed to death, they're being regulated out of existence, their children are leaving with reckless abandon, businesses are leaving California, productive people are leaving California. The other day I had a really nice gentleman from Tehama County, and he and his wife called just to thank us, and I said, and he said, "What can I do?" And I said, "You can start calling two legislators a day and telling them you're tired of California, you favor state split, and I want you to do it too. I want you to support it." If we had 10,000 people doing that, they would be inundated with calls.
Mark Baird's been our guest. Mark is from Siskiyou County and has been.
You really make, I'm sure, all of the people listening today,
it is, Mark.
You're making people think.
Yeah.
And we hope to have you on again soon. Let us know, you know, how we can be in the fight too. You know, we wish you well, and you've got this great energy where you don't miss a beat. You're right on top of your thoughts with your knowledge, questions. You're right. I mean, I think people have so much they can learn from you. Get people inspired. You're doing it.
Well, thank you very, very much for having me, and the time has come for 51.
Okay, tomorrow, Mark's going to hang around here for a little while. Tomorrow, though, Trish Clark's coming in, and we've got a couple of exciting things that are happening tomorrow. One of the things that looks like we're going to have is one of the editors from Cigar Aficionado. We've got this, we started talking to them. Their editor was on last month or 2 months ago. And one of the things they're going to discuss tomorrow is gambling, football, and the impact it's having on the United States. So I think I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, Friday, Doug LaMalfa will be our guest for the first Friday in the month. So Linda and I, thanks a lot for coming in today, and we'll be back soon. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Down.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't. Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama is vowing to degrade and destroy ISIS, the terrorist group that has beheaded two American journalists. Secretary of State John Kerry says that ISIS will be held accountable.
We have taken the fight to this kind of savagery and evil before, and believe me, we will take it again.
President Obama says Russia's aggression in Ukraine is a threat to peace in Europe. The president seeking to reassure Baltic leaders in Estonia.
We'll be here for Estonia. We will be here for Latvia. We will be here for Lithuania. You lost your independence once before with NATO. You will never lose it again.
Mr. Obama speaking today at the start of a 3-day trip to Europe that will include a NATO summit in Wales. Also at SRNnews.com, she survived Ebola, the virus that has killed so many and continues to spread in West Africa. Missionary